I found myself in my early 20s, technically homeless, without any money, and just no future.
Life is more than random events that happen to us from one day to the next. We're caught up in a story, one that God has been writing from the beginning of time. Stories of darkness and light, brokenness and redemption. They show us who He is and how much He loves us. They're the stories of our lives, and if we let Him, He'll use them for His glory.
I was born again when I was 6 years old, came to my own personal relationship with Christ. My family did not hide from the reality of the world in which we lived. So when I was 14, I started to see the evil that was in the world. And for me, I started to see that in the area of the right to life issue. So abortion versus pro-life versus pro-choice and what that looked like, and burdened because they had no justice. There was nobody standing up for them. But even beyond that one issue, I felt this calling to serve Christ, and in your life that Christ is seen in every aspect of who you are. And so I went to college. Beyond college, I went to law school, wanting to become a prosecutor, stand up, get justice for all those who had been victimized. So in the process of going to college and going to law school, I completely just walked away from God. I created my own chaos in my life. And so in that chaos, there's all brokenness. And I realized how very broken I was, and not broken, a broken human that I was, and broken, how I had broken my fellowship with Christ. And then, do I even have true fellowship with Christ? So I started questioning all that had happened in my childhood, like as a six-year-old. And the most amazing thing that happened to me, the hardest thing that happened to me, but the most amazing thing that happened to me was that God stripped away every piece of who I was. And so at 23, I got to the place where I thought about taking my own life. And when you reach that level, for me, there's really just, you don't see a future. So when you don't see a future, what's the point, right? And so I couldn't end my own life. I couldn't destroy my physical body. I couldn't take my mind without taking my soul, but I didn't own my soul. And so the Holy Spirit pretty much, I sensed like I was just stuck here because my life wasn't mine to take. And that was so refreshing because it confirmed, or I knew that my salvation experience, my relationship with Christ as a six-year-old was real. But then that was so hard because I thought, well, I don't see a future here for me, but I'm stuck here, so what do I do, right? But there was something inside of me that just would not, it was like this dull roar that stayed there. There's something more. You live in an unjust world, and God is a God of justice. God is a God of mercy and grace and second chances. And so then I started to understand trafficking and what trafficking looked like in America. And then there's all of the, what we find appalling about trafficking. So the dehumanization of individuals, people who are robbed of their dignity. But I started to think, what happens to the women who come out of trafficking, or the men or the boys? So what is their after story, you know? So what happens when the trafficking ends? How do people come out of trafficking ever understand what a functioning, healthy relationship looks like when you've never viewed or witnessed a functioning, healthy relationship? How do people get any restoration when they've never known anything healthy and they have nobody to go to? The purpose of We Are Free, beyond birthing an organization and knowing that we wanted to have a presence in the counter-trafficking movement, and we wanted to speak life back into the brokenness, and we wanted to speak life back into the culture of death, because trafficking is a culture of death. But actually, starting to understand the mindset of those who had been trafficked, where they come from, and how their functionality is so vastly different from any upbringing I ever knew. And then to start to talk about how God is a God of second chances, and it doesn't matter the shame you carry because of your victimization. God sees you without any of that shame, and how there's hope and there is a future. And it doesn't have to be a future that's second rate to the rest of the world. So I wanted to create an environment where we wouldn't just talk about the redemption of Christ, we would live it out in an everyday, where the individuals here say, I see you for who you are. I don't see you through the lens of what has happened to you or any choices you've made on your own. I see you the way Christ sees you.